This podcast is by Daniel Adkins,
Ethan Wood,
Jacob Annunziata,
Eleanor Jorgensen,
Alicia Rotham.
All right, welcome to the Daniel Adkins Show. I'm Daniel Adkins, your host. Today we have four special guests from the House Committee on Homeland Security that are going to introduce themselves today.
Hi, I'm Benny Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in the House.
I'm Dan Crenshaw. I'm a U.S. representative for Texas's 2nd Congressional District, and I'm a Republican.
Hi, I'm Debbie Lesko, and I'm a Republican from Wisconsin.
I'm Shelia Jackson Lee. And I'm a Democrat from Texas.
Great. All right. So I have one question, or my first question, is I want you to tell me a little about what exactly is Homeland Security.
Well, Daniel, Homeland Security is about protecting the homeland. It's about protecting the United States of America from terrorist attacks and also other things like natural disasters. But it's mainly to protect the United States against threats that happen to us.
Cool.
It's very important that we secure and manage our borders and we enhance the security of our nation.
All right.
We also enforce and administer immigration laws and safeguard and secure cyberspace.
We are the leaders of the free world and can't back down from any fight. We can't forget about the atrocities of September 11th and what occurs when you allow terrorists to operate freely in ungoverned areas.
Hopefully today we can tell you about some of the bills and things that we are talking about in our committee. And hopefully you can learn a little bit more about the Department of Homeland Security, or excuse me, the Committee of Homeland Security in the House.
Great. All right. So, going on in the past month or so, even longer, we've had this government shutdown by President Donald Trump. Many workers have missed paychecks, and I'd just like to hear your opinion on the shutdown and how is it affecting your committee and the Department of Homeland Security as a whole.
Our workers have missed paychecks.
It is just so difficult to come to work, not getting paid, but what our job is very important. So we not getting paychecks is really difficult to our families.
I think it will be worth it in the end after we have border security and stop the illegal immigration that is happening in our country.
Yes. I'm going to read a quote that I said several days ago. About the shutdown, it has become clear from the hearing on the front lines that even if the shutdown ended today, we will still be dealing with these consequences for months or even years to come. Quite simply, the shutdown is undermining the Department of Homeland Security's ability to secure the homeland and protect American people. I have no doubts about the dedication of the public to servants that protect our skies, waterways, and borders. However, I will continue to be worried about not having a paycheck and not knowing when the next one will come. It will serve altogether as a distraction for the people who require laser focus to keep our country secure. And our Homeland Security personnel have been showing remarkable strength through this uncertain time, but I'm afraid that even the slightest additional stressor could call for a tremendous amount of resilience for our committee. Because our members are not getting paid and they're still working, it makes them very uneasy. And if something bad were to happen, I'm unsure about the strength that our committee could, you know, fight back with.
Okay. I have a little bit of a question about that. So do you think that the wall will prove helpful if it gets built due to the government shutdown? Do you think will help your department, or do you think it'll get built? Kind of your opinion on the border wall as a whole.
Well, I believe that the border wall, you know, is beneficial to our society, but I don't believe that it's the most efficient way to secure our borders and, you know, around things like that. I believe that, you know, if we increase border security, which will cost a lot less money than a wall, we can still have heightened amount of security at our borders.
I think the wall is a great idea because it will help stop all the drugs from coming into our country and the illegal immigrants that are here murdering people and taking jobs.
I think that something our committee does is secure our borders and make sure we're keeping America safe, and I'm not sure how we're going to be able to stay safe without a wall.
I do agree, you know, our job of our committee is to keep our borders safe and our people safe, but I do think that there may be other ways that we can do this without a wall, and I hope that President Trump may realize this, so this shutdown may hopefully end soon.
Well, I don't really agree with Benny, because I think that we've been doing all of these things for a long time trying to secure our borders, yet we still have an immigration problem with illegal immigrants coming in, and that's just not cool. We need a wall. We need to act now and just be assertive and get it done instead of just keep going around the problem and not accepting what the issue is and just solving the issue by building a wall.
The money used for the wall could be used to just strengthen border security, and it would change how security is without using the money to build a wall.
I just think that we've been doing that for a long time, and it's just not helping our country the way that it needs to. We're still having illegal immigrants come in, and by building a wall, that will solve a lot of our issues and decrease the amount coming in.
I can agree with you there. I mean, if you look at the facts, the wall is really inexpensive compared to most of other the government expenses. It's only a small percentage of our budget. You know, we got some people focusing more on climate change than securing our borders.
Well, if I could say one thing there, if you do want to say look at the facts, the fact is that the people who come over the border, that's not the most of the people that come over the border and are here illegally. You know, chances are, if you're going to run into somebody who is, you know, an illegal immigrant, chances are is that they got a green card and they came here.
If they have a green card, they're not illegal.
I know, but they overextended their stay. And, you know, if you get a green card, you can only stay here for however long the green card says. But if you, you know, stay here for years and years, you know, you're not supposed to be here. And I think that President Trump, you know, decreasing, you know, like the amount of green cards that are being handed out, you know, it's a double-edged sword because, you know, I think it's cool to have people come to the U.S. and experience the U.S., but, you know, an illegal immigrant, you know, it says in the name, it's illegal, you know.
I think that our country was, one of the big things about our country is people coming here from other countries and getting to experience the life here and being able to make something of yourself. Mm-hmm. However, coming here illegally is not what our intention is, and I don't think we should acknowledge the people that are coming here illegally. I think that we should secure our borders, and we should have some illegal immigration security that's going to actually work, because, like you said, people overextending their stay and stuff, that's not what we should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like a wall isn't gonna stop.
Yes,
people
like
from
the people who come here and who are here illegally, chances are they didn't run across the border or drive across the border.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who do that though.
There are, but like all I'm trying to say is that maybe, you know, spending $5 billion on it is not the most efficient way.
I don't think building the wall is gonna solve all of our problems, but it's going to decrease the number of illegal immigrants coming over and not contributing to society.
Well, it's one thing I think we can all agree on is that it's going to take a tremendous amount of bipartisanship to end this shutdown. I think we all want the government to come back open, and Democrats and Republicans alike are going to have to give up some things in order for this shutdown to end.
Yeah, well, if the people working for border security aren't getting paid right now, then they're not really going to be wanting to do their job as much.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
And it's, you know, this isn't as related, but if TSA's getting paid, you know, that's a little scary. Those people who are checking the airplanes and making sure everybody's, you know, nobody's coming on with any threats, they're not getting paid, and that's a little worrisome. I think that the sooner the government gets back open, the safer America is.
I agree.
I agree.
I can agree with that.
And now, an ad from our sponsor. Are you tired and can't even stay awake to give a 24-hour filibuster to prevent a vote from happening in the House or the Senate? Well, now you can. With Ambassador Strom Thurmond's Strombolis, these tasty Italian turnovers are filled with cheese, vegetables, and meats to give you plenty of energy. For a limited time, go to stromsbolis.com/DanielAdkinsShow to get an exclusive 20% off these famous energy snacks.
And we're back with the special guest from the House Committee of Homeland Security.
Yep, that's me, Benny Thompson.
I'm Dan Crenshaw.
And I'm Debbie Lasko.
I'm Sheila Jackson Lee.
I'm sure we can all agree that those strombolis are really tasty, weren't they?
Yeah, so they sound very good.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about election security, because we've had the issue with the Russia investigation and Donald Trump, and collusion is a big word that's come up with that. So I want to hear your guys' opinion on that. So maybe Mr. Chairman here can start us off. No?
Actually, all I think I'll start us off.
Okay.
Thank you.
Our chairman, Benny Thompson, wants to put $1 billion into election security. I think that is just way too much money. We could be putting this money into the wall. And
I
here
agree
he
with
is.
You on that one.
Saying that we just need election security.
I think that, you know, if there was meddling in election, and, you know, I think that if there really was something bad going on, we need to have more election security. That way our, you know, democracy is upheld. You know, not having everybody represented the way that they would like to be represented is not what a democracy is about. And that's why I think we need to have more election security.
I agree that we need election security, but $1 billion, that's a little overboard.
Well, let me explain to you some of the things that I kind of wanted to do with election security. So, and all these things would make it so everybody gets, you know, their vote counted and there's no meddling going around. In the bill that I proposed, I wanted to require states to use paper ballots because electronic ballots, they can be meddled with. And I want to establish some cybersecurity standards for voting systems. And, you know, if you use paper ballots and, you know, the internet over there is secure, then that's a lot less, you know, hacking and meddling that can go down. But I also want to fund states to improve and maintain the security of their elections, and that's where all that money is coming from. If the states have more money to make their elections safer and better, then more people will want to vote, and our democracy will be better represented. And even though I do see why, you know, that much money you guys may not like, I think you would agree, though, is that our democracy should be upheld.
Yeah, what do you think about voter ID?
Just spending, like, a little bit more money to, like, make sure that election security is stronger just makes everything, like, a lot more reliable if you're voting for a president. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I think that this should not be a partisan issue. I think that this should not be something that Republicans and Democrats disagree on. But Congress did not do that much to prevent Russia meddling in the 2016 election. And Democrats promised the American people that election security would continue to be a priority until today. And really, the time to fix this is right now. You know, elections for president is coming up soon. And I think if we want to fix election security, we have to do it now, or we're just going to keep on pushing it back.
I have a little bit of a follow-up question on that. So what do you think about allowing voter ID or enforcing voter ID laws into the states?
I think that voter ID laws are very important and should be enforced by the states, because the states have a lot of power, and that's in their area of what they're supposed to be controlling. And I don't think the federal government needs to play a role in that.
Well, I think that the federal government should be in charge of something as, like, important as election security and, you know, who makes those rules, because, you know, some states might have very secure elections, while in other states, it might not be as secure. And I think that that's not fair to the people who live in the states whose elections are not as secure.
Do you support voter ID?
I think that voters should have some ID. You know, someone who is here, you know, illegally would not have an ID. And if they're not a citizen, then, you know, they should not be voting. But, you know, having voter ID is, you know, I think it's money goes better if we're giving it to states, you know, giving it to states and grants to promote their election security too.
Any other comments on election security?
I just think that voter having an ID present with you is very important. And just again, the federal government, that's not in the power of the federal government to, it's not their job to run the elections. That's clearly stated, like, in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
Well, if it's to, like, ensure that, like, the president of the United States is getting elected properly by the people, then the federal government should have control over it.
Well, as Benny said, with illegal immigrants trying to vote and they should have an ID, I just think that wouldn't be an issue if we had better border security and a wall to stop the illegal immigrants from coming in.
So we should have still structures, right?
Yeah.
And we're back. Dan brought up the topic of border security again with election security as well. So let's reopen the topic talking about the border wall and why you do or do not believe in using the wall to secure our borders.
And our elections.
I think that more money should be spent on election security because the border security, like, if the president that the people choose is secured, then the president can, like, decide about what's best for the country with border security.
But if we have the wall, then won't it just prevent the illegal immigrants from being able to vote, which will then help election security?
Well, illegal immigrants shouldn't, like, get to vote if they're illegal.
Yeah, but
this is one topic that I think could really go either way. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, because in our election, we have problems with illegal immigrants voting without having strict voter ID laws. But we also have a lot of technology, and election security also needs to cover that front, where we're making sure that what we're using to vote is secure and that people aren't hacking it.
Posing as other people to vote.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the border, and more specifically, this child separation policy that has been going on under the Trump administration. I wrote a letter to Secretary Nelson asking him and to testify about this policy, and he refuses to do this because of the government shutdown, and I don't think that's right. You know, the things that are happening at the border, you know, yes, people are coming here illegally, but, you know, other things are happening, like children are getting separated from their parents and husbands or wives and wives are getting separated. And with things like that happening, I think that we really just, like, we just really need to focus and finish this shutdown so we can have some sort of border security there. And so this, like, you know, just this, the children getting separated, it just needs to be stopped. And I think the quickest way to do that is having the shutdown ended and just focusing on getting that done first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Crenshaw, do you have any more to add?
Well, I agree that the wall isn't the main reason for the shutdown, but I think that there's more things that needed to be added to border security than just the wall. I think the wall would stop a big portion of illegal immigrants, but there needs to be other things added to border security to ensure that.
Yeah. I mean, and I agree with Mr. Thompson, Mr. Chairman, that we should not separate children at the border, but we can do that if we establish the wall, then ICE will not have to detain people and struggle to keep people together in order to keep our country safe. If we have the wall, then people will go through the checkpoints correctly and not have separation of children. So, next topic, let's talk about cybersecurity.
Something that's happening around cybersecurity is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act is about to be signed. And what I said about this a couple days ago is that the enactment of the Cybersecurity and Information Security Agency Act makes it clear, once again, that civilian cybersecurity efforts should be led by the Department of Homeland Security, which is us. Rebranding the Department of Homeland Security's cyber alarm and elevating it to an operational component on par with FEMA and TSA clarifies its mission to build a path for a more robust cybersecurity. This long overdue bill was a result of years of bipartisan negotiation, and I would like to thank leaders on both sides for helping get this done. You know, with this bill now, you know, it's really enforcing the point of the Department of Homeland Security. We're supposed to be keeping the United States of America safe. And, you know, the internet, you know, it's the new age now. And I'm very happy that now Department of Homeland Security is going to be in charge of that, too.
Mm-hmm. Anybody comment on that?
Well, it makes sense to make sure that, the internet is and secured it, everyone's using it, and it's a big thing in this country, so it should be taken care of properly.
Like I said earlier, I just think that it's important to secure the voting, the internet, because that's what our committee is all about, making sure that Americans are staying safe, and how we do that is really important to make sure it's efficient.
I agree with you and Biddy on that.
All right. Thank you guys for your time. Hopefully I can have you back.
Thank you,
Daniel. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I hope that this podcast can help people realize that the Department of Homeland Security is a bipartisan, you know, effort. There's many Republicans and Democrats on each side. And I hope that people, you know, will realize, you know, keeping the United States of America safe, you know, is not something to be, you know, joked around about. You know, we take our jobs very seriously. So thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you.